ABC Radio Australia.
Soccer player Brian Kaltak made history earlier this season by becoming the first Vanuatu-born footballer to debut in the A-League, and this Saturday, he'll be the first to play in a grand final. His club, the Central Coast Mariners, will look to claim their first title in over a decade when they face Melbourne City in Sydney. They surged into the decider after winning a two-legged semi-final over Adelaide United. A win will not only cap off a fairy tale finish for the club, but for Kaltak himself, who just this week was named into the Professional Footballers Australia Team of the Season.
They've waited a decade for this, but the Mariners surely now are heading to the grand final.
That was the moment the Central Coast Mariners cemented a spot in the A-League grand final, its first in 10 years. Their rise back to prominence has been slow, and it's been helped in no small part by Vanuatu's Brian Kaltak, who made his debut for the club this year.
Pretty excited. Yeah, excited and confident for the grand final. To be honest, it's been a long journey in getting to this club. I don't think everything would turn out like this, you know. But it is, honestly, I would say it's just crazy, you know.
At 29, Kaltak was old for a first-year player. He was also the first Vanuatu-born footballer to make it professionally in Australia's premier competition. But he never doubted he belonged.
Right from the start, to be honest, right from the start, when I come in here for a trial and I walk into this changing room and I feel something, you know? You know when you walk into something and you feel like, yeah, I belong in this team, I belong here? That's how I feel right from the start, right from when I came in for a trial. I really feel comfortable out in the field as well with the coaching staff, with the team, the way we play. Chilling well with the boys. It doesn't take me that long.
Kaltak and the Mariners will be the underdogs when they face defending champion Melbourne City in Sydney on Saturday. As the club's centre back, Kaltak will be tasked with closing down City's attack, which is led by the competition's top goal scorer, Jamie McLaren.
Melbourne City, they're a good side, you know. They have good players, they have experienced players that they're experiencing this type of situation, this type of games, big games. So we, to be honest, we don't change anything. We're just going to focus on ourselves. They beat us our first game when we meet up in Amy Park, and then the second game was in Central Coast when we drew. And then, yeah, this is the last game, grand final. We're going to go there like underdogs, you know, because we know that they got everything to win this.
A crowd of up to 50,000 are expected to attend the match in Sydney's West, but they won't be the only ones watching. General Secretary of the Vanuatu Football Federation, Albert Monoroto, says the match will be broadcast to Vanuatu as well.
This has been followed almost on a daily basis, you know, from the social media and also in print media. So it's been a great year in more than one way. You know, apart from last year after the COVID and everything was pretty down in the country. You know, I think the major boost was when we had the Melanesian Prime Minister's Cup, which was really a highlight for the country. We went to the finals. The development team went to the finals with Papua New Guinea. But then we had two devastating cyclones. So I think Brian Kaltak doing well, and also for FIFA to host the current OFG Champions League has impacted the just the well-being and the vibrance in people's life. So I think, generally speaking, it's been a good year up to now, and especially with Brian up there, it's I think the country is very proud of him, and the community is very proud of him also. And it's a big boost for us to have one of our players, probably the first player, professional player we have overseas. So this is a historical thing for the country.
The grand final appearance comes after Vanuatu welcomed the Central Coast Mariners to the country earlier in the season. Kaltak used the visit to explore ways to make it easier for Pacific Islanders to chase football opportunities in Australia and New Zealand. He says he wants to inspire kids back home.
One of the reasons why I keep going is I want to inspire the kids back home, not just Vanuatu, but in the Pacific, and keep giving them hope, you know, that they can still make it this far. And me making this final, that'll be one of the reason why, and I hope that they will look up to me, and then they would want to be like that in the future.
In terms of his own journey, the 29-year-old says he wouldn't change a thing.
I feel like 22, to be honest. And then, you know, sometimes when you like, you realize I'm 29. But I don't regret anything. I know that everything happens for a reason, and I don't regret it.
Inspirational stuff. That was Brian ending that report from myself. And staying on Brian, no one will be willing him to victory in the A-League Grand Final more than his former colleagues at Auckland City FC. The Vanuatu skipper played almost 50 games for the New Zealand club, and he captained the side before he secured that precious professional contract with the Central Coast. In a moment, we'll hear from ex-teammate Ryan DeVries, but first, here's Albert Riera, who played with and then coached Brian Kaltak at Auckland.
We're very happy, very proud. We are very excited to see how Brian Kaltak is doing well in the A-League. To the whole Auckland City family, it's not a surprise. We've known him for many years. He's been playing his brand of football at Auckland City, growing as a player, and we knew how extraordinary and the qualities and talent that he's got. We've been always very surprised that no one really paid attention to it before, because he's very well prepared. He's very mature. He's 28 years old. He's just got the first professional contract, and I can guarantee you that he's going to do a lot of good things in football. We used to talk a lot. He would sometimes, you know, believe that his time to become professional was up. But actually, I'm one of those that become professional when I was 29 years old. So I knew in this part of the world, you know, it's never too late. And I'm very glad, you know, because he's a good friend of mine, to see him doing well and leading the back four of Central Coast Mariners with the youngest team in the A-League. And I wish him all the best for the final, and hopefully he can make us all proud.
Do you happen to know if there have been any scouts out and about during the Champions League looking for the next Brian Kaltak? I mean, could it make that much of a difference in drawing attention to players from New Zealand and the islands?
Well, you know, it's actually it's a lot of people in the islands that are very good, very talented. We sometimes don't really pay attention too much to this part of the world, to Oceania, and I can guarantee you that we've been playing against teams in the islands that have very good players, raw talent that with a bit of coaching, with the right environment, I believe they could thrive a lot. And Brian Kaltak is one of those examples. Not just him, but Roy Krishna, David Brown, Mika Alafa. We have different examples of it, that they did very good things. Sometimes it's just to, you know, be in the right place in the right time. And I can guarantee you that semifinals prove that. I believe we played against a team full of talent, very well organized, with few very interesting players. So look, in Vanuatu, they're doing very well in football. So hopefully it's not the last Brian Kaltak that we see, because I believe there's a lot of young lads in here very keen and ready to go and do the next step up.
The A-League Grand Final here in Australia, your former teammate, the Vanuatu captain Brian Kaltak, will be taking part in that. He's really made his mark, hasn't he, when he finally got the chance at the professional level?
Oh yes, 100%. We've been watching him since he's moved to Central Coast, and it's been an absolute joy to see him perform.
It wasn't much of a surprise to us as it was probably to maybe the rest of the A-League, but we've seen quality from Brian for years. In his first year, he's incredible. So, I mean, the boys are definitely backing him, and definitely be watching that game. So all the best to Brian and the boys at Central Coast. So it's going to be a good game.
And do you think perhaps it's a signal that A-League clubs should pay more attention to what's going on in New Zealand and the rest of the Pacific? Because first it was Roy Krishna and now Brian Kaltak, two guys from the islands who've demonstrated what island players can do given the chance.
Yes, 100%. 100%. There's abundance of talent here, and it just takes the right people to pay attention. And, you know, I mean, like you mentioned, Roy Krishna and Brian Kaltak, I mean, they both come from the islands. They've been through with Auckland City, and they've lit up the A-League. There's gems here that just need to be discovered.
Brian Kaltak's former teammate at Auckland City, Ryan DeVries. And before him, we heard from Albert Riera, who played with Brian and coached him at the New Zealand club. And they were talking to Richard Hewitt.